Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. Always, every time we get a chance to come together, we rejoice. As the psalmist said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the entrance of your word brings light. So let it be this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And everybody says, if you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Now, don't be distracted by anything. You know, you listen to the message of the Lord. The Lord is going to bless your heart. Praise the Lord. Don't let anything distract you. Amen. Now, this morning, praise the Lord. All right, let's get started. Those of you who are in the hallways and lobbies, please come in, sit down, and listen to the message. This morning, past, present, and future. Now, the past, the present, and the future. Now, you know, so these three time dimensions, we're going to talk about them briefly, see how much time we can get into it this morning. And the Lord himself is in all three dimensions at once. He is in the past. He is in the now. Notice I didn't say he was. He is in the past. And he is in the present. And he is in the future. Because Jesus himself, talking about Abraham, he didn't say I was. He said I am. Hallelujah. So he is in the past. He is in the present. And he is in the future. Now, for those of us here, we can only operate in one of these dimensions. And that's the present. We can only be in the present, you know. But we're going to see, you know, what, you know, implications and what relationship some of these dimensions have with each other. Now, even though I said that we can only operate in the present, that's not always true. I mean, that's generally true. The Lord, he can take a prophet and they can go in the past. See, and God can reveal, you know, tremendous things that happened in the past. And you say, the past? Well, sure. You know, somebody like Moses, you know, he wasn't there when the Lord created heaven and earth. But Lord took him in a dimension and gave him all those revelations, and he was able to put it out in writing. He wasn't there, but Lord took him back, and he can travel that dimension by, you know, prophetically. You know, God can bring them in there, and they can see. And they can also travel into the future. And God can bring now. There's no future with God. Amen. That's why God can accurately tell us what's going to happen in the future. Now, God doesn't make any predictions, you know. And God doesn't prophesy anything. That's in our realm. You know, God tells it the way it is. Hallelujah. You know, because he just tells it. I mean, he's already there. And so he just tells it the way it is. Now, he gives it to us in portions. And then we can prophesy the future. Now, let me talk a little about the past. There is a danger to living in the past. There are many people that are living in the past, and that's a dangerous thing to be. It causes depression. It causes all kinds of problems. You know, now, there may have been problems in the past. Things happened to us while we were young, things that we wish didn't happen. Somebody did something to you that you wish they didn't do. You yourself did something that you wish you could take back. There may have been some sorrow. There may have been some distress. There may have been some pain. There may have been some failure. There may have been some disappointment and sickness and all of these things and so forth. But we should not dwell in the past. Amen. Amen, people?
Amen.
We should not dwell in the past. In fact, I said this before. I said some people always have their hand on that rewind button. Always rewinding and so forth. Now, the past is good. It has some good things. It's good for us to acknowledge what God already did in the past and draw strength for today's, the present conflict from past victories. That's always good. That's what David did. He drew strength from the victories over the lion and the bear when he was facing Goliath. So that's always good. And sometimes it's good for us to also remember the goodness of the Lord, because God used to challenge the children of Israel that they always forgot all the things that he did for them, how by his mighty stretch down hand he brought them out of Egypt, and so on and so forth, and all the things he did for them, and it's often forgotten. So we shouldn't forget, you know, but we should not dwell on, you know, the bad things of the past. Because look, not a single one of us can change the past. The past is already gone. Praise the Lord. You know, it's gone. In fact, yesterday is gone. Today is here. And tomorrow, well, you know, let me put it to us this way. We can never live in the future. Amen? You can never. You know, one time, a long time ago, somebody called me, you know, close to midnight and said, oh, we're not yet in tomorrow. And I said, no, you can never be in tomorrow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because when it's past midnight, it will be today. It is always today. You can never be in tomorrow. In the dimension that we are, you know, when we cross over to over midnight, it will still be today. It's always today. How many of you understand that? It is always today. Now, but God who declares the end, Isaiah 46 and verse 10, from the beginning, he knows the end from the beginning. And when we latch onto him, we are assured that God who knows the future, he will see us through. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Now, there is a message on our website which you might refresh yourself about, called Foreknowledge and Faith, the story in between. You know, so God's foreknowledge of everything. You know, God has foreknowledge of everything, and we don't. You know, but we can, you know, if you have real faith, now listen to this real carefully. You've got real faith, you can actually approximate God's foreknowledge. Because what you do is you see what God has said in his word, you believe it, you latch onto it, and you say it. You know, and you say it as though you know that it's going to come to pass because God already said it. You know, so, and it can actually work, you know, and a person that has a real faith, God will actually, especially those that have a gift of faith, God honors their word as though it was his very word. But no matter which dimension of faith we have, you know, we can latch on to God's word. Now, what I want to talk about today, that's a summary of just a synopsis of past, present, and future. Being that we are in the present, and always in the present, I'm going to spend a little more time in the present, but I will talk prophetically about the future. Now, the present, we can never overemphasize the importance of the present. Because unlike Jesus Christ, which the Bible says in Hebrews 13 and 8, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means in the all dimensions at the same time. You know, we, like I said, operate only in today. You know, so, but today, in 2 Corinthians, today, chapter 6 and verse 2, is the day of salvation. Amen. Today is the day. Not tomorrow, you know. Today. In fact, this is the way I believe it. I believe that faith is now. Hallelujah. And Jesus said the same thing. Mark 11 and verse 24. Jesus said, and when you stand praying, believe. You know, so you believe at the time of prayer. You know, that's today. That's right now. Faith is always now. Now, the result may be tomorrow. You know, there's another message that you might want to listen to called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow on our website. You know, you might enjoy that as well. Now, there's tomorrow, but for us, it's today. We're only in today. Now, time is an element that most of us don't know until it actually passes. And then you can't get it back once it's already gone. It's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. You know, so, you know, that's why the Bible says we should redeem the time. And you cannot get it back. Now, there are some things that the devil would like to bring up in your life from the past. And would like to remind you of some failures, of some disappointments, of some losses, and of some things that happened to you when you were maybe your child. Some people actually suffered tremendous things in their childhood. Now, we're not making light of those things. You know, and they probably had a bad childhood and maybe bad things happen to them and so on and so forth, you know, and, you know, over time it just, you know, memories, flashbacks and all of these things and so forth. And the devil will try to bring all these things. But here is the answer of faith. Amen. That was then, but this is now. Hallelujah. Now, we can't change the past, you know, but we are in today and we have hope through the promises of God for a brighter tomorrow. Can you say amen? Now, if we don't have any hope of tomorrow, then we might be despondent and despair of life. When people are struggling, for instance, for, let's say they are, you know, diagnosed with some disease and they're going through some challenges and so forth. Now, if they don't have something to live for, you know, they give up so quickly, so easily. But when they have something to live for, you know, when you got somebody to come back home to, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you will cling on to life. You know, so I've been there, you know, and I had somebody to come back home to, my wife, my children and so forth. You know, and I wasn't going to let the devil cheat me out of life. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So there's something that we can look forward to and so forth. God gives it to us. Now, most of the time, I'm moving into the future now. Most of the time, and I spoke a lot about this one in the message of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You know, so I don't want to repeat too much of that. You have to listen to that. But most of the time, God will tell us something tomorrow. You know, that's going to happen tomorrow. That's future. And the reason he does that is, you know, he tries to prepare our faith. Now, there's, you know, right from the very beginning, that's how God operated. Now, God could do anything he wanted at any time. Praise the Lord. But he doesn't always do it that way. In fact, right from the Garden of Eden, when sin entered into the world, you know, God could have fixed it right there and then. But he didn't. But he's put it out way out there and said, when the seed of the woman shall come, you know, and so forth. So he put it way out there. I mean, and we've seen throughout time, God would always say, even if he told Abraham, he said, look, your seed, you know, which Abraham didn't even have a child yet, you know, go into a foreign land and they were going to be strangers for 400 years and so forth. And afterwards, I'll bring them out with a strong hand and I will punish that nation and so forth. And he was always telling of things to come. You know, even 400 years, thousands of years ahead of time. Even the birth of the Christ was predicted by many prophets years in advance. And when it would come, you know, when it would come, you know, most of the time, because God has spoken things way in advance, when it actually comes, most of the people miss it. Now, so I will dwell on that a little bit because we are told in the Bible that through the promises of God, God actually gives us the ability to attain the divine nature. Amen? That's right. Now, what does that mean? Well, here's one thing that it means. It means a lot of things, but one thing it means is this. Now, God sees the future already. He's in the future, he's in the past, in the present. It's nothing new to him. In fact, God can never acquire any new knowledge. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you think God will someday magically know something new, then we don't know too much about the Lord. The Lord can never know anything new. Whatever is there to know, he already knows it. And everything that is not yet to know, he already knows it. Hallelujah! Because he calls even those things that are not as though they already are. Hallelujah! The book of Romans 4 and 17, he'll call things out. And that's how he called out the world. You know, he called things out that were not there, you know, he just called them for, and they will be there, because in his mind, they're already there. Praise the Lord. Now, but what we are saying is this. When God gives us these promises, if we hold on to them, they can actually make us, you know, almost approach, you know, the nature of God, because we can see. Now, if you believe what God said, now, if, for instance, your name is Jehoshaphat, and God tells you that, never mind the children of Mount Seir and Ammon and all of these people that come up against you in millions. If he says to you, tomorrow, you go out against them. For the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. You know, and if your name is Jehoshaphat, and you hear that, that's exactly what he did. He began to worship. Because already now, he knows that the victory is assured. Amen. Now, that's approaching the divine nature, because God already saw it, God already said it, and he's believing God, and he's worshiping, and he's appointing singers and praisers and praising the beauty of holiness, even when he has not actually seen the victory. You know, God already saw the victory. Hallelujah. And God told him, look, tomorrow I'm going to give you the victory. Not today. You have to do exactly what God says. If God said tomorrow and you jump out today, it's not going to work. Tomorrow. Hallelujah. God's going to do this for you. And say, oh, tomorrow? Yeah. So that gives you that whole day to worship. Hallelujah. That's right. Gives you the whole day to worship. Because God already said he's going to do it. Now, you can extrapolate that into our lives. You know, if God promised you something, personally, and we're going to come to some promises for the church, but personally, whatever he promised us, I mean, sometimes it's still in the future, but you can start worshiping even now. Amen. You can start praising the Lord. As Jehoshaphat put the praisers ahead of the battle. You know, you can do that now in anticipation of what God already said. Knowing that he who has seen the future has already told you what he's going to do. Praise the Lord. Now, personal promises in our lives, you know, or any promises in the Bible, actually, you know. Now, the Bible, the word of God is eternal. It's alive. It's so great. You find that people quote the word of God, they can pick something from the word of God, you know, and then God can use it multiple times. You know, Peter, he was quoting from the prophecy of Joel, you know, the last days and so on and so forth. We know that that's happening even now. We know it will still continue to happen. God's still pouring out his spirit. I mean, they can, you know, the word of God is just like that, you know. And if you see anything, and I've always believed, if I see any promise in the Bible, whether it's for Israel or this and that and so forth, you know, I can latch on to the promise of God and I can believe God. I can say, God, you said in your word, you know, and God can do great things. Now, we use the promises of God that are future, even though they may still be future, to give us hope even today. Hallelujah. That gives us an outlook for a brighter and a better tomorrow. But if we don't have anything to hold on to, we might be despondent and even despair of life. Now, that's not a place where we want to be. Now, so there is not a single one of us that is sitting here that does not have a past. We all have a past. Everybody has a past. Some people have a past that they would like to forget. Well, as far as God is concerned, you know, if you came to the Christ, it's all under the blood. Amen. And he's already forgotten. He said, I will remove your past, your sins, far away from you as the east is from the west. And I will remember no more even your transgressions. Now, the enemy will bring it back in your face, you know, but, you know, it's already gone. God already took it away. Praise the name of the Lord. And let us not in, you know, rebellion against the word of God, begin to bring, you know, to the forefront what God already delegated to be gone. Whether in your life or in somebody else's life, you know, and so forth like that, you know, and sometimes people are quick to judge, and you don't know that God's already taken care of that in that person's life, and some people are still looking at them one way or another. But God's already taken care of it, and it's over with, and he's moved on, you know. Now, the important thing for us is wherever we are in the time dimensions, which is always present, we take advantage of the promises of God, not only for the present, but also for the future. But we can't change the past now. But I'm going to say something right now that may astound some. But you see, you know, if you have such tremendous faith, you know, and I, one time, several years ago, God revealed this to me, and, you know, I can't really preach it too much because people won't believe it. But, you know, but God is eternal, see. And I can stand here today and make a prayer right now that God already heard 3 years ago. Praise the Lord. Because he was there 3 years ago. And he knew that I'd be saying that prayer right now. You know, and one time, you know, I needed to pray about something and it was gone. I mean, I didn't have a chance and I forgot. And I said, Lord, you know, and then I remembered and I said, well, you know, you heard this prayer back then. Praise the Lord. Now that's a dimension of faith. You know, faith is not limited by past, present, or future. Faith is another time dimension by itself. I mean, time in quotes, because it's not really limited. It can go in any dimension. And if you have real faith, you can believe God for anything. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to go change the past, no. But I'm saying that, you know, God is eternal. That's all I can say about that. I can't get too deep into that. But God is eternal. And he hears. And here's another way to look at that. When you are in a strait right now, if you are in trouble at the moment, you know, remember this. Before that trouble came, God already saw it. Hallelujah. So that's another way to look at that. He already saw it. And he already knew, you know, that you will be there. And he already made a way of escape. Praise the Lord. Now, God is faithful. And he will not allow us to be tempted beyond our strength. But with every situation and in every trial, he knows how he can bring forth a way of escape. He's already made it. We only have to look for it. How many of you believe that's true? Praise the Lord. Now, let's move on quickly. All the things that God has promised us in the Bible, I mean, they are so rich. But first, we must know the promises of God in order for us to be able to strengthen ourselves by the things that God has promised. Now, how do we know the promises of God? Well, we know the promises of God by searching the scriptures. Jesus himself said, "Search the scriptures, for in them, you know, you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me." Now, there are promises that God has also given for us as a church, at the body of Christ, even in this church right here, and as the global church. There are promises that he has given. You know, now, this being also an anniversary day for GMI, let me go into past and present and future for just a minute. Past, I can remember when we opened the church premises on Greenway Parkway, December 3rd, 2006. Now, this is to show you, there's a song we sing in my native tongue that says, "Thank you, Lord, for where we started. And thank you for where thus far you have brought me. And thank you for where you are taking us." Praise the Lord. And every time I sing that song, I kind of like to roll on the ground because it's so wonderful. Now, 10 years ago, we were in that building. And when we opened, the night before we opened the service, some of you were there, we were scrambling, putting chairs together, taking wrappers off the chairs because we ordered the chairs. We didn't even know whether we were going to have, we didn't even have electricity. The building wasn't completed. How many of you remember that? And we had these cables all over the place and so forth, you know. And I said, "Is this America or is this somewhere else?" You know, and we were, you know, we didn't have lights in the ceilings. We had to, you know, pull those orange cables. They were ugly too. We had those ugly orange cables all over the place. And that's how we used to get electricity that day, you know. And the Lord, you know, even before we started, the Lord said, and he gave us this scripture point blank. In Job chapter 8 and 7, he said, you know, and I'm telling you some of the chronicles of GMI right now. You know, the Lord said, "Though thy beginnings were small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase." How many of you can say amen to that? Amen. Now, when you have a promise like that, then you have to hold on to it. Now, you hold on to it through trials, through turbulence, through ups and downs. You hold on to it. Hallelujah. Now, in the physical, God has already done that. You know, so we see that we're in this building right now, which is a far cry from where we started. Praise the Lord. So in the physical, he's already done that. But we are looking for something beyond the physical. Amen. But God always starts with the physical. You know, because in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we are told that which is natural was first. Then comes the spiritual. How many of you say amen? The natural man, Adam, came first. Then came the spiritual man, Jesus Christ. So God will use natural things. He'll put it out there and see how much faith you got. Praise the Lord. And if you got faith in natural things, then maybe he'll, you know, move on to spiritual things. Even Jesus talking to Nicodemus in the book of John chapter 3 and standing right there in verses 12 and 13, you know, talking to him, he said, look, no man has seen God at any time and so forth like that. But he told him first, he said, look, you know, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, what are you going to do if I tell you of heavenly things? So he always starts out with the natural. And if you don't believe in natural, well, there's no point. You know, but if he starts out with the natural and you believe, then he'll go on to heavenly things. Hallelujah. So the natural, no, don't despise the day of small things. Because the natural things lead to bigger things. So what God has done for us in the natural is prophetically an indication of what he will do in the spiritual. How many of you say amen? Hallelujah. And I'm looking for the spiritual. Hallelujah. There are some people that were looking for a city that had foundations, whose maker and builder was God. They were looking. You know, they dwelt in cities, but they were looking for another city. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, God has done this for us, and we are thankful. But we are looking for something else. You know, and you hold on to the word. And don't let the storms of life shake you from his promises. When God says to you, when Jesus says to you, and enters in the boat and says, let us go to the other side. That's what he said. Praise the Lord. Now that means you are going to the other side. End of story. Now Jesus may go and sleep in the back of the boat, but you are going to the other side. Because that's what he said. Now you need to latch on to that word that he said. If not, you will panic when the storms of life arise. And you will forget that he said, let us go to the other side. Now he did not say, let us go and perish in the midst of the sea. You know, so because he spoke the word, and because the word will sustain itself, he went and slept. Hallelujah. So the storms of life will come. But the promises of God assure us of a brighter tomorrow. The promises of God assure us that we are coming through the storm. Hallelujah. So don't worry about the storm and so forth. The storm will do its thing and pass. Jesus didn't worry about the storm. He was going to just slip through it. The storm, do whatever you want. At some point in time, the storm will pass. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. No storm can last forever. Now that's the thing about time. Time is created. You know, so time cannot last forever. Amen. You know, and all the problems that have a beginning, they also have an end. Hallelujah. Now only God is eternal. And he has given us a portion, you know, an earnest that we will have that same eternal life by giving us the Holy Spirit. Now, let me give us a promise here. Now, okay, let me go back to this and finish it. When he told him, if I tell you of earthly things and you don't believe, you know, how can I tell you of heavenly things? You know, so he said, well, here's one heavenly thing I'm going to tell you. So in next verse, John 3:13, he actually tells him a heavenly thing, you know. But, you know, how's the guy going to understand it when he couldn't even understand being born again? He said, look, no man has ascended up to heaven, you know, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, because Jesus was referring to himself, which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. So Jesus is standing right here talking to Nicodemus and saying the Son of Man came down from heaven and is in heaven. Hallelujah. He's in all dimensions at the same time. He was in heaven and he was upon the earth and he's everywhere because he is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now give the Lord a hand clap for that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when the Lord gives us some promises, we use those promises to latch on, you know, to faith. When the Lord said, you know, and there are so many promises that he has given us, you know, and here's one tremendous one that he gave us in John chapter 16 and verse 13, talking about the role of the Holy Spirit. Let's see how it works. The role of the Holy Spirit. He said, look, now that's just John chapter 16 and 13. He said, look, when the Spirit of truth is come, you know, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, you know, but what he shall hear, that he will speak. Now, the last part is where I'm going. And he will show you things to come. Now, things to come look like their future, right? You know, he will show you things to come. When will he show you things to come? Now, in the present. But how does he really do it? Here's how he does it. Now, when you are in prayer and you have faith, the Holy Ghost in that prayer begin, you know, you can unite with the Holy Spirit. Now, listen to this. This may help you. You can unite with the Holy Spirit in a dimension of what's future to you, but it's already present to the Holy Spirit, and it's already past because he already seen it. You know, so in your prayer, as you're praying about something that is yet to occur, you can, the Holy Spirit can take you into a dimension that you actually see that the thing has already happened. Praise the Lord. He will show you things to come. Now, that means many things. You know, some people think it means God will reveal the future. Well, it means that too, you know, but it means also this thing that I said. He will show you things to come. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me quickly go to a couple more things because we're running out of time. Now, the main thing that I want us to take away from this lesson today is that not only has God given us, done things for us in the past, but he's doing things for us now, he will also do things for us in the future. Amen. He said, thanks be to God who has delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver and will yet deliver. So God is working in all dimensions at the same time. Now there is a great salvation that God has promised. Well, it's more than just, you know, confess your sins, you know, and believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's the beginning. But this, you know, this promise, let me just read one or two quick things to us. This promise that God gave us, he gave it to us, and it's something that, you know, first of all, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, we're told that the exceeding and great promises of God, they are so precious, they are given to us that we might be partakers of the divine nature. Now that's the scripture I gave us before. But let me go back to 1 Peter chapter 1 and read something that God has promised for us in the future. Some of it is happening already, but we need to keep pressing in to believe God for the fullness. Now, he said, you know, God, he has called us, he said, God has called us, in verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and that undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in the heavens for you. And he goes on to describe all the great things. But in verse 10, he says, now this salvation that we're talking about, the prophets have inquired diligently and searched about, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when he talked about the sufferings of Christ. Now, unto whom? Now, that's all the prophets that prophesied. Unto them it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us at the end of the age, they did minister those things, which are now reported unto you, and so on and so forth. Now, and he's talking that there are some deep secrets. They've reported unto us, those of them that have preached the gospel to us, from, you know, the apostles down through the ages and so forth. I mean, even there are some things that even the angels are desiring to look unto. Now, there is a glory that is to be revealed in the church. Praise the Lord. Now, you may say, well, you know, I don't see much. Well, never mind that. You know, that's why I quoted what God did for Jeremiah in the physical, he will also do in the spiritual. Praise the Lord. In the spiritual, we're looking for a great harvest, a harvesting of souls. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And then in our lives, what are you also looking for? What is it that God has promised you personally that may seem to have eluded you? Well, it can't elude you for long, because it says, though it tarry, wait for it. Amen? Because it will surely come. Now, we faint because we look at circumstances rather than looking at the word. The word of God is our anchor, and that is the word that we must hold on to. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me close with this promise to us from the scripture of what the Lord will begin to do for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want us to take this scripture in standing. If you will stand with me. Stand with me before I read this scripture. I'm going to read it out of Ezekiel chapter 12. I'm going to read from verse 25. I am the Lord and I will speak. And now, if you believe and the Spirit of God witnesses into your spirit something that we are saying, you know, that's when you say amen, and that's when you believe God, and that's when it happens. Amen. You know, once you believe God, latch onto it, it happens. Now, so if the Spirit of God witnesses in your spirit that this scripture that we are going to read together now is a promise for you, then you can latch onto it and say amen. Amen. For I am the Lord, and I will speak. And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall no more be prolonged. For in your days, now, hopefully we're not a rebellious house. But in your days, O saints of the living God, will I say the word, and in your days will I perform it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord, he challenged them. And he said, look, these people, they say, look, the vision that you are seeing is for many days, is for the future. I mean, well, you know, God promised us great things in heaven and so forth, but my life is, you know, in disarray right now. Well, you know, you can have a taste of it by faith even now. Amen. Amen. You can reach out and claim any of the promises of God for now. Hallelujah. Even though they might still be future. One woman, she did it, called a Syrophoenician woman. She crossed into the barrier of, you know, various dimensions of generations. Wasn't yet time for the Gentiles, but she crossed in there. She said, even by faith, dogs can still eat of the crumbs of the table. Hallelujah. So at any time, you can let your faith reach out. Now, I'm going to read this, then I'm going to pray. Therefore, because they have said that the vision is for a long time and all the promises of God are for the future and so forth, and I'm, you know, God's not doing anything for me right now. Therefore, you shall say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, that none of my words shall be prolonged anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you believe that, you can say amen. Amen. But the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. Give the Lord a hand clap if you believe that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, upon that promise, I will pray. And I am going to believe now. I had to cut my message short because of time and so many things that we still have to do today. But I am going to believe God because of what God already showed me that he's going to do for individuals. Hallelujah. And not only for individuals, what he's already showed me that he's going to do for the ministry and for the body of Christ. Amen. And some of them are point blank in the scriptures, but God might take you into a dimension where he makes you to understand the scripture and you are united one with the scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you are here this morning, I'm going to call the prayer right now. If you're here this morning and you say, well, there's so many things that happened in my past, I regret. And the past sometimes can make you afraid of the future because the enemy will keep bringing that to you. Don't live in the past. Amen. That was then, but this is now. Now, but if you say, well, you know, so many things and so forth like that, how do I know? Well, this is how you know. The Lord that was there in the past is the same God that is here now, and is the same God that is still in the future. Amen. God that, you know, sometimes that what God speaks to us in the light, when it seems like, you know, the voice, the light, and the Shekinah glory have gone dark on you, you have to reach back by faith and pull out those things he spoke to you when you were in the light. And now it seems as if you are in darkness. Well, you are not in darkness. Amen. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. Hallelujah. For when I fall, I shall arise. And when it appears that I am sitting in darkness, the light of God's word, hallelujah, will come back and be a light unto me. Micah chapter 7 and 8. So, this morning you say, well, it seems as if the Lord's, you know, I don't know, and all that. Well, we will pray in a minute. But here are some promises for you, what we just read. All the things that God has promised, the Lord said, no more delay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean it is going to happen right today, and it could. But what it means is you enter into the promise. And as far as you are concerned, it is done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I will pray with you if you want to step forward, and I will believe God. Now, God can change your story. That's a beautiful story, a beautiful message on our website, also called God is Changing Your Story. You can listen to that. It's good. God has changed something for you. And I will, this is the last scripture that I will give you, and I will use it in my prayer. Now, this is a scripture that says that God has already done it. So I'm going to give it to us. And this should be your rejoicing. Isaiah chapter 44. And I'm going to just read verse 23. And if you want me to pray with you, you have to come quickly. And I will do that right now. But this is this promise that we are going to pray with. And it's called, sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed. Now, you put your name there. You know, I mean, Israel always, you know, Israel and Israel. I like to put my name there. The Lord has redeemed. I put my name there. And he has glorified himself in Israel. He has redeemed Jacob and glorified. Put your name there. Hallelujah. Now, every dimension of prayer is covered by this. Amen. As long as you can rejoice, the Holy Spirit can show you things to come. He can show you that it's already done. And I'm going to pray for those that came out here. Never mind, you know, whatever. Just believe God. As you step forward and as you believe God, we are going to pray that the same Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he will merge your future into the present. Hallelujah! God will merge your future, which you have already seen as beautiful. He will merge that into the present. Hallelujah. Now, I never thought of saying that. The Holy Spirit just brought that. He will merge your future into your present. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, the future that God has for you, he said, I know the thoughts that I have for you, Jeremiah 29:11. The future that God has for you is for peace. The future that he has for you is for blessings and not for evil. Hallelujah. For ye shall go out with joy and you shall be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field, God will line them up and they will celebrate your success. God will make the trees of the field to clap their hands for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, God gives a different anointing for every service. And this is the one for today's service. So don't miss it. Hallelujah. Now, for every problem that is in here, and every past that has troubled you, hear the word of the Lord. That was then, but this is now. Hallelujah. The disappointments of yesteryear, the things that happened to you that you wish didn't happen, the things that somebody did that you wish they didn't do, the things that you yourself did that you wish you didn't do, or the failures or whatever, that was then, but this is now. Yeah. Now, Lord, into your hands we commit not only our present, but also our future. The Holy Spirit that is able to show you things to come, I pray that the Lord will begin to make your faith to unite with his. In the name of Jesus. Right. So, and God will show you the victories that are to come in your life in Jesus' name. God will make you, even now, he will bring those beautiful things that he has promised for you in the future, merge it into your present in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And even the same for the ministry in Jesus' mighty name. Now the Lord caused his goodness to pass before him. And this word that we have spoken today, and the word of God that you have heard from time to time, shall no longer be prolonged. And the Lord will wipe away your tears. Hallelujah. And sometimes we have tears through the loss of family and things that happen to us and so forth when we're young and all of that, you know. But the Lord, you know, he's so kind. His loving kindnesses, they are plural. His loving kindnesses are better than life. You know, and he'll wrap you in his arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he'll take you to a place, a better place than you are right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, while you stand here, still in prayer, I want to ask the praise team to come up. You stand there for just one more minute, or a few more minutes. I'm going to ask the praise team to come up. And we're going to ask the Lord, even now, we got to believe God. No matter how difficult the present conflict is, let's believe. Hallelujah. If you can say, Lord, I know if you had shed the light in my situation, I wouldn't be where I am now. But even now, that's what Martha said. Where were you when my brother died? If you had been there, he would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, he will ask you. Even now, no matter what the situation has been, let's believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, see your people. Those of you who are in front, raise your hand for just a minute as they play softly. Just play softly the music. And I'm going to ask the refreshing of the Holy Spirit to move upon your hearts in Jesus' mighty name. And that God will confirm his word in your heart. By faith, you believe it. It must be mingled with faith. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for doing it. Rejoice now, everybody, because it is done. For the Lord has done it. Therefore, let us rejoice. And let us be glad. And let us shout the victory. Because the Lord has done it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, as the praise team give us a song of praise and a song of rejoicing, let us shout the victory. For the Lord has already done it. And if you have an offering, now's the time to do it. And those of you that were there in prayer, you may go back to your seats, except if you have an offering to give, and you may come back and give your offering. The praise team will give us the praise song, and we're going to shout the victory, and we're going to say the Lord has done it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.